was out for a drive the other day. I passed by my old junior high school. Could have swore I heard that old class bell ringing. Although I couldn't tell which one. See, I distinctly remember two sounds of that old class bell. The first was that ordinary, everyday, functional ring that you expected. It separated the classes, it moved us through the day. But then there was that last ring, that last ring. That was the bell you waited on. So beautiful and vibrant, that was freedom going ring-a-ring-a-ling out the door into the sunshine, where the buses are waiting in a big yellow line. Step on up, 1, 2, 3, maybe a quick hello to the bus driver lady, then on to the back. Oh, the underappreciated bus driver lady. I realize now that I took her for granted then. I mean, I wasn't the one watching the road, the speed, the railroad crossings. She was. I got to look around. And that I did. I surely did. First stop, I remember a big cornfield. That's where the choir girl stepped off and began walking down a long dirt driveway that just seemed to disappear into the corn. I assumed there was a house out there somewhere. She never said. She was quiet. Bus driver, carry me home. Step on the gas, steer that wheel. Wave bye-bye to the girl who lives in a cornfield. The next thing I remember was a large radio tower out in the middle of nowhere. I look around and it's tree, tree, rock, rock, bush, rock, tower. I assumed it had some purpose because it had a flashing light on top. I always stared at that white flashing light, mesmerized, like it was going to do something, and I didn't want to miss it. So I'd always stretch my neck, strain my eyes to the last possible second. Something could happen, something could happen. Nothing ever did. Bus driver, carry me home. Take me over there and away from here. Put that radio tower in your rear view mirror, yeah, yeah. Oh, then came the S-curve. You didn't really see it coming. You just felt it when it arrived. Driver go left, passenger go right. We pause in the middle and reverse. All right, like some strange synchronized dance that we did every day. You know, I didn't really care for that part for some reason. Like it was a hassle. A useless waste of energy. Unless I had a motive. Like if I were sitting next to Karen McFadden. Bus driver, carry me home. Oh, carry me home. Round and round, so gracefully. Bringing us all together with your gravity. Yeah. Oh, we roll like a let's see, it's me, Karen, the gravity. Putting the radio tower in the rearview mirrors, we wave up out of the girl who lived in a cornfield and finally home. Home. Finally home. All these years later, I found myself taking that same route every once in a while. Except now, I take the S-curve a little faster, and I like it. I still stare at the white flashing light. It's been almost 25 years now. Nothing's happened. The flashing light is just being a flashing light. I'm still mesmerized, just not as anxious. I'm a little more at peace now. And when I get up to Cornfield Girls Drive, I find myself slowing down for some reason, and I'm not sure why. It's like I'm waiting on something. What's that all about? I mean, I'm sure she's moved on, but I guess part of me wants to believe she's still out there somewhere. Maybe she'll be out for a walk, maybe checking her mail. She'll say hi. I mean, I'll say hi. She's quiet. We'd start talking about old times. She'd invite me back to her corn house for tea. We might really hit it off. She'd open up and tell me things about corn I never knew or cared about. Like, did you know the average year of corn is 800 kernels in 16 rows? I'd bring my guitar and we'd play on through the afternoon. Till we're singing songs till the moon. Life would be simple. Life would be good. We'd get simple jobs, just part-time jobs. We wouldn't need much money. We'd live in a cornfield. I could be a songwriter. She could be a bus driver. Yeah, she could take the kids around the S-curve, show them the flashing light, and when they drove by the cornfield, the kids would all point and say, I hear there's a weird old man who lives out there, and every night he sings to the moon. Life's got a strange way of making circles. I suggest you take the S-curves fast, and when bright shiny lights can bewilder you, I suggest you revel in those moments. And when you meet your cornfield people, I suggest having a cup of tea. You just might find we aren't so different after all. You know, when I stop fixating on getting home and just enjoy the curves, the lights, and the people, I always seem to arrive home just fine. I don't have the answers to the meaning of life, but something about this universe feels like a bus in motion. So I sing praises to the driver because I get to look around. I sing in adoration. It doesn't matter if there's someone out there listening or not. I sing for me because it reminds me, and I don't ever want to take this life for granted. So sometime around midnight, you might hear a song come bouncing off the moon, might wake you up, get your attention, kind of like my old class bell. The first listen might sound like that ordinary everyday wind rustling through the trees or the corn stalks. But the last listen might sound more like... Bus driver, carry me home. Bus driver, carry me home.